Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. All right, everybody, welcome. I think we are actually live. Welcome to today's episode. We are going to dive into why you don't want to hire good, experienced cleaners. I deal with this every day. Not every day, all day, but I've heard it more than once. And I want to welcome my lovely bride, Natalie, just so you guys know how much she loves you. She's sick as a dog, but wanted to hang out with you guys. What's shaking, Nat?
I am sick as a dog. I feel like I should be singing Smelly Cat. For those of you that are old, you will get that reference. But for the rest of you, sorry, you're too young.
Deep Friends Pull. I don't even know a good one. I can't even recommend looking that one up. I don't know that it was all good. I don't think I have any of the comments on my deal, which makes me so sad because I want to chat with everybody. But wait.
Oh, remember it's that button underneath you on like kind of the left hand side.
See? All I have is Fran Obed with a big question mark. I don't know what that means, Fran, but welcome. And that's all I have.
Jason's here.
Well, how do I not have any of the comments or reactions? Maybe he just hasn't said anything. All right. Enough knocking around. Let's do this. We're going to talk about why you don't want to hire good experienced cleaners. The big part is we think that we need experienced cleaners, but that can help us overlook what we really need. Hey, Brandy, good to have you. Fran, good to have you. The reality is if we can't get this right, this hiring of our people, Home Care Solution in the house, Ryan Johnson, looking forward to conversation, or Robin Johnson. Sorry, Ryan. Fran says I'm the best. So Fran's my new best friend in the clubhouse. Glad to have you here, young lady. And I agree. I am the best. I keep telling Natalie and she's always very dubious. It's
you're the worst.
She thinks I'm the worst. Where do we go from here? Alan's here. He says he can see us. Fantastic. All right, cool. So the reality is if we can't get this hiring thing right, you're not going to be able to grow your business. And in most cases, it means that you end up getting sucked into the cleaning yourself. And you can grow a cleaning business and you can clean houses or businesses, but you cannot do both. Rich Green says, hey. And Fran says, but your wife is the smartest. Fran, I would disagree if I could, but you couldn't be more right. She's got the looks. She's got the smarts. I always tell her I'm the funny one, but she won't even give me that. BBL Princess Paula says, hey, Robin Johnson, Robin's Cleaning. Birds is here. I don't think I want birds in my home cleaning. I think they'd poop more than they'd clean. Just my two cents, Robin, for whatever it's worth. All right, so let's talk about how to get the right hires and how thinking that we need to hire experienced cleaners can really be a kick right in the soft spots and not help us at all. So first and foremost, that belief that I need experienced cleaners, not so much. I'm not saying I would never hire experienced cleaners, but I almost prefer not experienced. First and foremost, if you limit your search to experienced cleaners, you're going to eliminate, I don't know, 80% of the talent pool out there. I don't know what percentage of minimum wage workers have experienced cleaning, but I'm guessing it's less than 90, right? There's probably more folks, in your talent pool that don't know how to clean than do know how to clean. So that's the first big thing is we all want to make sure that we've got lots and lots and lots and lots of good quality applicants coming in on a weekly basis, even if we don't need them. That's the key. Rich says he's dealing firsthand today with labor issues. Stress is real. I feel it. Brandon says this is the first week I freed myself some work from starting 5 years ago. Congratulations, Brandon. Hired all great people with no experience. They learn quick. It's not rocket science. And of course, Jolu's here in Mexico. What is going on, Jolu? I leave you alone for 2 seconds and you flee the country. What on God's green earth are you trying to pull over here, mi amigo? See how I did that? Spanish, because you're in Mexico. Huh? That's how
you're fired.
Yeah, just well, I have the go button, baby, so you can't fire me. All right, so we definitely don't want to limit our search to experienced cleaners because it eliminates a huge pool of talent, and we're going to explain to you why. Hey, Luis Rodriguez, glad to have you here. We're going to tell you why it doesn't matter. The second false thing is I need people that love to clean. I love people that love to clean. It's really important that it's their life's work. Well, now we're eliminating 92% of the people, right? Very few people really love to clean. And the reality is we don't care. It is okay if we don't need to clean. What we need is people who love your culture, people who want to be a part of that thing that you have, people that recognize what you put together is special. That is what we need. People who love to clean, I mean, I guess it's a bonus. I really don't care. And I hate to say it, but most people believes that they're going to if they say they love to clean, they're probably lying anyways. We got someone that's a liar and probably doesn't love to clean. So that's not it. So the false narrative is we need people who love to clean. The truth is we need people that love your culture. Brandy says prepayment starts April 1st. Holla, sister. Fantastic. All right. Here's another one that will kill you. But if I hire experienced cleaners, I won't have to train them. Believe it or not, that can be absolutely the opposite of the truth. More often than not, or at least as often as not, the folks that are quote unquote trained and clean before, they're trained the way that we want. And remember, we don't have to necessarily be the best cleaner. We have to be the best cleaner for what our customers want. And we have to be the most scalable, repeatable, duplicatable cleaner, right? We want to make sure that we offer a consistent performance. We don't want one cleaner cleaning her way and another guy cleaning his way and you cleaning your way. God forbid you're cleaning. We want consistency. So it is very important, much more important to do it your way than they quote unquote do it right or better, right? Because say they even do a better job than you're supposed to. Well, now the problem is the clients come to expect that, but they're not paying for that. And they've really put you in a tough position. So hiring or that false belief that I don't have to train people that are experienced is nonsense. You're going to probably have to train them more oftentimes because they don't know what they're doing, or they don't know the way that you're doing it. They're going to do it their way. The other reality in that is not only are they going to want to do it their way, sometimes they're just not as coachable. So you're absolutely going to want to train them. The folks that have no cleaning experience are obviously oftentimes much more trainable, and they'll do it your way. The other thing is most of us think that cleaning is the most important trait in a cleaner, and it would kind of stand to reason because, oh, Sherry's so sweet, hoping that Natalie feels better.
Thank you, Sherry.
Stay sick. Actually, I've been going a long time because my poor sick bride's been quiet. I've been talked over. What am I missing, young Natalie?
Well, I think it kind of goes into that whole thing where, like, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, I want to get into this, but you need experience to get in, but you can't get in without the experience. And you're kind of missing out on people who might not have considered cleaning before. But if you're add in your culture speak for itself, somebody that's like, man, I never thought about cleaning, but man, these people are awesome. I really want to be a part of this. Like, this is something I hadn't even thought about, but I think I could really grow to enjoy this. They have the right attitude. They have the right persona and everything to get into it. And like you said, with all those problems with, like, this is the way I clean, and you know, this customer doesn't like the way that Shelley cleans, but she likes the way that, you know, John cleans or whatever. Now you're constantly in this scheduling issue because everybody cleans differently.
Preach, preach, and preach. That was well said. And Kim says, Kim Johnson, Kim and Jason, who are great, they're really putting together a nice culture. She says they hire personality and core values only, which is exactly the right answer, young Ms. Kim Johnson. So Natalie nailed it. We are not looking for good cleaners who are willing to maybe fake trying to be a part of our culture. We're looking for people that share our core values and are willing to clean. So always put the cleaning second. Obviously, they have to be willing to clean. Doesn't matter if their core values match. If they won't do the job, it won't work. But we're not looking for cleaners who will say, okay, I guess I can take the core values. We're looking for people who are fired up about the core values, want to be a part of what we're doing, and are willing to clean. If they love cleaning, God bless you. But really, I just don't care. So really, the most important match or trait is a core values match. You can train anyone to clean, right? A lot of people out there in the industry want to make this like it's rocket science. And, you know, we're splitting the atom here. We are not splitting the atom. If it comes to a brain surgeon, I may have less feelings as to whether he or she is a core values match and more feelings as to his or her ability to do what I want with my brain to obviously make me smarter. That's the only reason I've been for brain surgeon, to be elective, to, you know, raise my IQ and make me 42% more hilarious. So when it comes to certain jobs, certainly skill is going to take a bigger piece. And I'm not demeaning or degrading the work that we do. I'm just saying anybody can be taught to clean. Just about 99% of the population can be taught to clean. Zero people that don't share your core values can be taught to act like they share your core values long term. That said, if they share your core values, they can, just about anybody can kind of pick up and learn how to clean. But I got to tell you, even if I'm a great cleaner, but I'm all about having fun, or you're about having fun, making money, being real and helping out, and I think those are stupid, it's not going to work because I won't help when you need help. Everyone else is going to be having fun. I'm going to be complaining. So I got to tell you, first and foremost, of course, this assumes you know your core values. Second, that you're running your company with your core values. Third, you're hiring people. Then you can get to three, which is hiring people that share your core values. All right, everybody went nuts in the chat, so let me check and see what's going on. Kaylin says, I just so happen to own my own cleaning business. You're in the right place, Kaylin, and love cleaning. That's fine, Kaylin. And there, just so you guys know, I talk to some owners periodically that love cleaning. God bless you. If you'd like to clean, I'm far be it for me to get in the way of that. But if you want to grow a business, you can't be cleaning. You got to clean or grow a business. It's almost impossible to do both. I've never seen it happen. It's a great question from Brandy. Says, yeah, do you recommend sending the same person each time or mixing it up so clients don't get attached? When possible, I mix it up. Not only do I not want clients to get attached, I don't want employees to get attached. I don't want employees to be like, that's my account. So if and when I need this person to show up or do something different, they've got this weird ownership. It's not their account, it's my account, that they only go here or there. So I always mix it up when possible. Christine is resonating with our core values. Thanks, says, I'm guessing this is a woman who shares a little bit of have fun, make money, be real, and help out. Alan Kilbo says, amen. Ralph and Gina Rangel in the house. Good to see you guys. I believe they, if I'm who I'm thinking, they were at our live event, and I really dug both of those human beings. I think they're out in New York with a very cool company.
Just Ralph. I don't think Gina came. Yeah, Ralph came with
oh, I'm the wrong place. They're in the West Coast, right? California? All right.
Yes.
Hello, Ralph. Good to have you. Back to what we're talking about. So the last kind of myth that I want to blow up or explode for you guys is me and my company clean special. Or even the worst variation of that is I am the only one that knows how to clean, and I personally got to spend 6 months teaching someone to clean before I knight them cleaner and blah, 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 blah. The reality of the matter is, you want to clean, first and foremost, we're going to back up and then we'll get back to this. You've got to be in a place where you understand clearly the pain that you're solving for your people. When it comes to commercial, it is almost never, if not never, about the clean. It's about how you make them feel. Yes, oh, big Norman. There we go.
Norman, now, yeah, hey, thank you. See a big guy.
Love those guys. Ralph is so cool. His partner, I guess, Norman, super cool. Love you guys. Miss you guys. All right. So all that to say, we got to get off of this I clean special. It's got to be me. I've got magic cleaning pixie dust, because you don't. And if you did, your customers don't care. So again, a lot of times they'll tell you, just so you guys don't blow up the chat going, I know, I talked to my client. They say they will. But I got it. I got it. They all say, because they're uneducated in what they really want. No one's really walked through them. No professionals come through and really understood the value and helped them understand the value that you bring. So they don't know what else to say other than I want the most clean for the least money, right? That's what they're kind of trained to say because they haven't thought about it. The reality is they really want a result in their life. And that's what they're hiring us to do, is create a result on the commercial side. If it's a daycare, it might be their kids getting sick less. If it's a car dealership, it might be being nice enough so people stay around and buy a car. If it's a restaurant, it's certainly not feeling disgusting, but it doesn't have a lot to do with the clean. When it's residential, again, they might go, I need you to be super detailed and blah, blah, blah. But what they're really saying is, I need to feel special. I need to be able to relax in my own home. I need, hey, Jason in the house. Good to see you. We've been picking on Kim. Good to see you guys. The worst half of the Johnson family joined us. So all that to say, we want to make sure that the cleaning is based around who your client is, what their needs are, and is sustainable and repeatable. So the more you've got in your, I don't think it's a reality, but in your mind, this magic cleaning that no one else can do and it's only you, you think that makes your company more valuable. It actually does the exact opposite. It makes you less valuable because it's not sustainable, it's not scalable, and you can't serve that many people with this magical clean that only you can do. And if truth be told, your customers probably don't care. I'll give you one story. And while I'm doing that, if you guys have any questions in the chat, feel free to hit them and I'll try and pick them up for you. We have cleaners that come to our place. I don't think they're fans of the show. We try to look for people that didn't know who we are.
I try to drop hints too, which is awful. Like, hey, maybe you guys.
Literally this huge sign by this global cleaning company, and they clean my office, and never, not one question about it. So we'll see. Maybe they're listening and right now they're going, I am hearing you. Hey, Dave from the office cleaner WPA. Good to have you, buddy. So anyway, yeah, if you have any questions, put them in the chat. I'll see if I can answer. Anyway, all that to say, when they come, they do all this cool stuff. First of all, they don't charge for it, which makes me, they do everything wrong, or I shouldn't say wrong, but they're not billing in advance. They could charge much more. They're doing all the service that we appreciate, but wouldn't pay for, and, or actually wouldn't pay extra for. And I don't think it would keep us from firing them if something went wrong. So I think they feel they're doing a great job and they're cleaning quote unquote better than everybody else. And they do a great job, but I think they think that's what makes them special. And that has nothing to do with it. What I think what makes them special to me, and Natalie can chime in if it's different, is they were referred by somebody we trust, right? And that's it. And they show up every time on time. So they break their necks, and I think they have three or four of them come every time in there. Here, like 3 or 4 hours, they charge like $120 or something. It's way too cheap. Anyway, I think they're doing a bunch of, they never really asked us what we wanted. So they're doing what we think we want, and we're fine. We're happy with them. But I think they're doing extra work that they're not really getting paid for. And if they stop doing it, well, now we might be upset, but typically we wouldn't. So I really want to encourage you. There is no such thing as, you know, a lot of people are like, I want to clean my house this way. So that's all my clients need that. That is not the reality. Typically you are not your client, right? If you're a human being and don't own a golf course and your target market is golf courses, then you're not your target market, right? If you're making $40,000 a year and you're a single mom, and your target market is a married couple living in a $1 million house, you are not your target market, right? So we got to make sure that we don't put our stuff on our target market's beliefs unless they actually share those beliefs. So I'm okay with doing the clean that your customer wants, but a lot of times it's all us focused that we do what we think they want. We've got no questions in the thing. So I'm going to let Natalie, well, I'll give you an offer, and then I'll let Natalie fill up and if anywhere, put in her 2 cents because she's sick and she's here and I want to make sure she gives her wisdom. If any of you guys would like me to jump on a call with you and walk through where you are with your company right now, where you want to be, help you create systems. Certainly if you're cleaning, you want to get out of cleaning. That's probably my favorite thing to help folks do. And then once you're out of cleaning, help you grow. You can go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Would love to jump on a call, walk through your business, see where you're at and see if we can't give you some value, put some systems in place and help you hit your goals. So, Natalie, any thoughts, anything I've missed, any words of wisdom coming from you?
Just have fun with your ad. Be yourself. You want to attract people that are like you.
Why is your voice so creaky? You're annoying me. No, just kidding. My poor sick wife comes out and busted her chops. Go ahead, baby.
You're the worst. I am the worst. Shave off one of your eyebrows tonight.
Ouch. You got to look at it. All right. So what were you saying before you were so rudely interrupted by this terrible host?
No, I was just saying like with the ads, like finding the right people is just being open to people who are enthusiastic and coachable. And I know that you can love cleaning, but you get tired of it, right? Like there are days where I love helping people and I love what we do, but there are times where I just don't feel well or things are going on and I'm not excited about it. But things like my core values will keep me going. And so the love of cleaning isn't enough to keep somebody going when they don't feel well. And it's manual labor. It's physically difficult. But if their core values are a match and they're truly passionate about their core values, that'll push them through when they just don't feel like cleaning to still do the job and show up and be there.
And if we're honest with each other, a lot of times we get folks that are, this is their seventh out of 300 crappy $12 an hour jobs. So again, just to be blunt, maybe they were drinking on Sunday night and Monday morning, they don't feel like showing up. If there's a core values match and there's a connection that's deeper than just this guy gives me $12 for an hour of my time, the likelihood that they're going to do that, is a lot less if there's a connection beyond just the money. If you're just another jerk, give them $12 an hour job, guess what? Those are a dime a dozen. You can fire them or they can quit today. They'll have another job tomorrow if they want. So absolutely excellent point. Lisa says, what bothers me is I'll pay $200 for a hair appointment, but when I tell them the value of my service, they can't afford it. I'm in a spot where I'm letting some clients go because I can't keep help. I feel I failed at this business. Oh, Lisa, we need to talk in, lady. So first and foremost, don't get mad at them for not be willing to pay $200 for a hair appointment. That would be an encouragement to me going, they have the money. They are willing to pay. They see clearly the value to them in the hair appointment. They just don't see the value that you've got. So I would encourage you, not to say you failed, the tact that you're using and the process and system you're using to communicate your value isn't an effective system. So let's not beat you up, Lisa. Let's find a system that's going to work. And I'm proud of you for letting clients go that aren't paying enough. Kaylin says, I'm only a few weeks into my company. I would love to grow my company. Of course, unfortunately, I'm still in the phase of myself and my partner being the cleaners. I've got a lot to say on that, Kaylin. I'll give you the quick one. We want two funnels working, two flywheels turning all the time, clients and employees. We always want new customers coming in and new clients coming in. That's super huge. And then Kaylin says she needs some help. Well, again, feel free to go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Happy to help you. Rich says you can train them, shadow them, create a work scope for them to follow and check in the client to make sure they're happy if anything missed. So that's all great. Love it. Rich, the reality is, and that's, thank you for bringing that up. That's something I want to touch on is, I would spend 90% of my training when it comes to cleaning. And again, if it's an engineer or something super technical, this isn't the case. But for cleaners, I'm going to spend 90% of my time on core values and 10% on cleaning. Because I know if someone's an average cleaner, but they're all about having fun, they're all about making money, they definitely want to help out and they want to be real, they're going to do a good job. Because by being real, they told me they were going to do a good job and they're going to try. But they know that neither of us are going to make any money if they don't do a good job. There's certainly, it's not fun to have the customer yell at us. So I'm always going to make sure I go 90% core values match and 10% cleaning. So it drives me nuts. I want to claw my eyes out when people are like, I paid for some clean. I don't even know who they are. Like, they sold training videos and I just plot my employees in front of them. My most valuable asset. The first thing I do is pawn them off on a video because I'm not even good enough. They're not even good enough for me to talk to. And of course, how can a video train from made by somebody else train your core values? So great point, Rich. You certainly want to have a process for doing that. And that's one of the things that we teach. But you want it to be based on core values, not on cleaning. All right. I think that's good. We're 20 minutes in. We've had a lot of fun. Natalie's ready to drop dead. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. Again, if you want me to walk through this with you, go to growingcleaningcompany.com/talk. We'd love to look at where your business is, where you want it to be, and see if we can't help you come up with a plan to get there. Nice job, Cleaning Nation. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. Have a real quick, Brandy says handbooks. 90% core values, 10% cleaning. Got it. Love it. Got it, Rich. Handbooks, yeah, you can have them. But again, I'd rather have the core values because all my employees knew as long as they could come to me and justify any decision they made about how it was fun, making money, being real, and helping out, I would support them. Kim says, we appreciate you, Nat.
I can't Thank help you, notice Kim.
There are two of us on this call, Kim, and only one is appreciated. How dare you? All right, this is the last question I'll take. And by the way, guys, like 7 minutes ago, I'm like, hey, any questions, let me know. Dead silence. And as soon as I say, all right, we're going to, you know, we're going to call it a day. We're out of here.
There's a delay.
Not a 7 minute delay. 43 questions come in. So I guess I should start by going, if you have any questions, answer them and then wait or threaten to get off and then let everyone come. What was the one question I'm going to answer? Explain core values and how you share those with your employees. First and foremost, you live them, right? So when I said or say, hey, we're about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out, zero of you should have been shocked. Like, what? You should have gone, yeah, that's it. That's exactly right. Those eight words explain exactly how I feel about this guy. So first and foremost, you always got to live them. Second, that's how we make decisions. So an employee goes, I don't want to work with Susie. This customer complained, blah, 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 blah. Whatever they say, we go, well, let's walk through that. Are you still committed to the core values? And are you, and then walk through them. Like, what's the most fun way to handle this? How can we do this and be real? How can we make money? How can we help out? Steve Billport coming from the stands. Where have you been?
Hey, Steve.
Around? Steve is just started working. And I'm so proud of you, man. This guy, if you ever get a chance to get to know Steve, the guy works hard. So cool. Glad that you're here, brother. All right. Anyway, hopefully that's lots and lots of value for you guys. We're running long, but you guys ambushed me with a bunch of questions at the end. And again, feel free to email. I'll make Natalie's life miserable. Email Nat, N-A-T, growingcleaningcompany.com. If you've got things that you'd like me to discuss on the show or you want me to talk about, just email Nat at growingcleaningcompany.com. She will look at her.
You'll make my life easier. I want to know what you guys want to know.
I don't care, but Natalie's a nice human being, so she really wants to know. All right, you guys are the best. You're welcome, Lisa. Really enjoy getting to hang out with you guys. This is a great community. Honored to get to serve you. And we'll talk soon, everybody. See ya.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.